I decided to do a serious quantum shift. And I know people might not believe it, but it's real, because what's happening is God is changing you in the inner man. And as the inner man changes, especially if it's a big change, the outside has to change. And so I'm getting ready to do I did the boot camp. Now I'm going to do a 60-day quantum shift. And I'm going to be fat. I'm going to be doing intermittent fasting every day. I'm going to change my food, change my schedule, change my routine. I'm getting ready to make a huge change. I might even change and move away from YouTube to some other platform. But there's going to be a quantum shift in the next 60 days by the grace of God. Because I'm not letting triggers and past and bloodline and culture programs and all these programs mess with my mind. The past don't even exist. Even yesterday don't even exist. And so I'm getting ready to do a quantum shift. And I'm not sure even what's going to happen in the next 60 days. I don't know. That's the good thing about the spirit realm. As God changes you, you don't even know what's going to happen. It's exciting. You don't know who's going to come in your life, out of your life. Well, I know certain people will be out of my life. People with no peace. I know that's going to happen. But you don't. The only people going to be in my little circle is people in peace. I'm serious. You think this is a joke? This ain't no joke. This is the real deal. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old drama around you, it's time to make a change. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, or whatever you want to put after that, of whatever, you make a change. Some people will grow with you, some won't. I promise you, some of the stuff that I've been able to dig deep and see is like 20, 30 years in advance. What I can tell you what's going to happen with the AI. I already know what's going to happen. The data points are clear. Everything's happening now. So I'm quantum shifting. I know you might not believe that's possible, but I'm getting ready to make it happen. And I'm not looking back. I'm not turning back. If I have somebody in my little circle that's no peace, they're gone. I'm putting up so many boundaries, it ain't gonna be like possible for them to get in the door, you know. Not even hardly in my ear gate, you know what I mean? When you block your ear gate, the noise of the system, when you block your ear gate, and even one way you can block your ear gate is still while you're still around, while you're shifting, is just have Bible verses in your mind. Memorize the scripture. Memorize scripture to the hilt, you know. Put it in your shirt pocket while you're working. Put the scripture in your shirt pocket. Put it in your sock as you're walking down the... Memorize a chapter. Memorize something in the Bible and digest something new, you know. One of the reasons I do the audio is not necessarily... I mean, hopefully some people get saved. But I'm mainly doing it for myself, because the stuff that flows out of your mouth that's not even... that you don't even know that you're... It's like... Where'd that come from? Because you're in the flow state. And when you're in the flow state and you keep talking about everything is a ship. Everything's happening now. There's nothing new under the sun. This game's already been played. You're in a simulation. Everything's a repeat. We're in a copy machine. When you keep telling yourself that, and then some worldling, somebody who's never done any kind of meditation, they come across and rub shoulders with you, and you're just like, wow. That's the old paradigm. I'm shifting to the new paradigm. You can actually tell by my language that I've already shifted to the new paradigm. And then right before you get ready to shift to a new new phase in your life, right when you're getting ready to shift, all Hades breaks loose. But then you see through the game. You see what it was, an Archon mind game. Because evidently they saw the shift coming, because other people have been in that location, that position, whatever. So they see your shift, I mean, those old people in your life that are causing turmoil, confusion, they got to go, people. They got to go. And you know it's true in James chapter 3, I think, that which is peaceful, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy, is from above. But the confusion and the evil works and all the devil's tricks, that's from below. So if somebody steps into your world that brings confusion and double-mindedness or whatever, that's not from above. That's from below. And so the only way you're going to break free from those strings and nets and ties is get serious in the inner man and shift. I mean, I hate to use the word quantum shift, but that's the only word that I can explain. When you get serious about the inner man, you shift, all those other creatures have to go away. All those other stagnated creatures have to disappear, because we're setting our affections above, not below. And if they're not going to rise up with you, they got to go. I mean, seriously, they got to go.